Okay, just make yourself comfortable lying or sitting down and make sure your feet and hands are separate. And I want you to look up as high as you can, as if you're trying to look into your own eyebrows. Just fix your eyes at a spot overhead and just stare at that spot without moving a muscle. Keep your eyes slightly up and slightly back for just a few seconds and breathe in and breathe out. And keeping your eyes glued and riveted onto that spot again, breathe in, breathe out. And just one more time, breathe in, hold it in, and this time as you exhale, just keep your eyeballs up, but close your eyelids right down. And as your eyelids shut down, the muscles and nerves in and around your eyes are becoming heavy, droopy, drowsy. Your eyelids are starting to feel as if they've been glued shut, sealed shut, locked tight. And you can just forget all about your eyes. And I want you to just allow a drifting, floating feeling to develop in your body. You don't need to make it happen, just let it happen. Just allow that drifting, floating feeling to continue. And just picture in your mind 10 steps descending. And I want you to get that same looking down feeling that you get as you look over a balcony, down a flight of stairs. And if you drop your chin just a little, it'll really help you to feel that looking down feeling. And as I count, you're going to see, hear, even feel your feet taking each step. You're looking down 10 steps, ready to move down. And now you're moving on to step 10 as each muscle, every nerve grows loose, limp, lazy. You're taking step 9. And you can see your feet, even feel your feet taking each step. You're taking step 8. You can hear your feet taking that step. You're taking steps 7 and 6 as each muscle. Every nerve turns loose, lets loose, and you go deeper. You're taking step 5 and 4 as you gently, calmly, easily move on over to a much deeper level. You're taking step 3 and 2, going deeper. And now you're taking step 1, and you're just going deeper. And deeper simply means going deeper into an awareness of yourself. You are going deeper into your own internal state. You're drifting, relaxing, and letting go. And as you go deeper, you're listening completely with your subconscious mind. You're listening and responding with your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind knows everything about you. Your subconscious mind can remember that you were born like every other person on the planet with the most normal attitude to food. When you were born, you loved your body and you loved to feed, but you knew exactly when to stop. Babies know when to eat. They know when to stop eating. They are so in tune with their bodies. When they have enough, they just stop. They're unconcerned about wasting or not finishing food. And that's exactly how you were for many, many months, if not years. And right now, your subconscious mind is remembering how it was. You were born with the most normal attitude to food, and your subconscious mind is remembering, reactivating, and remanifesting that. As your subconscious mind regenerates, recreates, and absolutely reactivates that perfect attitude to food that you were born with. At the very same time, your conscious mind is letting go of destructive habits. You're freeing yourself from destructive, self-defeating eating habits powerfully and permanently, while your subconscious mind is busy remembering and recreating the normal attitude of food that you were born with. At the very same time, your conscious mind is letting go of acquired destructive habits. And every imprint, impression, thought, idea, belief, feeling, or memory, anything. And indeed everything that was detrimental to you having the weight and shape and size you want to have is being let go of. As you go deeper into an absolutely relaxed state, your strongest desire, your most powerful, compelling, motivating ability is to reach your ideal body weight. And this desire to reach your ideal body weight is becoming such a powerful, such a permanent, such an absolutely pervasive part of you Your conscious is your mind of choice. Your unconscious is your mind of preference. You choose what you prefer. And you prefer to eat selectively. You prefer to reach your ideal body weight. From now on, you only eat in response to real hunger. And you only want to eat the food that your body can break down and digest, real food, digestible food that your body can use. And your stomach is shrinking and becoming smaller all the time. Your stomach is actually the same size as your own fist. So I want you to squeeze your fist. And as you squeeze your fist, I want you to repeat in your head, my stomach is the size of my fist, as you do that. You can feel your stomach shrinking, becoming smaller like a balloon with the air being let out. Your stomach is shrinking and becoming so small, the same size as your fist. Before you eat anything at all, and certainly before any meal, you always squeeze your fist. You remind yourself of just how small your stomach is. And you find yourself leaving food easily. In fact, you delight in leaving food. Leaving food is proving to you that you have all the power. Food has no power over you. You leave it. You throw it away. You give it away. You know that excess food is waste, whether it goes into your body or into a dustbin. And if your body needed excess food, it couldn't turn it into excess body fat. You refuse to treat your body as a bin. You throw food away. You leave it. You say no. Until you can say no, yes has absolutely no meaning at all. And you love saying no to excess food. Saying no to excess food is saying yes to being the shape and size and weight you want to be. So I want you to see yourself in your imagination delighting in throwing food away. And you just feel good about yourself. You love your body. It loves you right back. You are becoming absolutely filled and nourished by the good feelings you have about yourself. You're becoming filled, nourished, satisfied by the good feelings you have about you. And you just do not need to overfeed yourself. You eat real food. You enjoy it. But you eat selectively. And you can see yourself looking and feeling so good. And the reason you look and feel so good is because you treat your body with respect. You love your body. It loves you right back by looking and feeling and becoming the way you want it to be. You eat at meal times. You eat selectively. You eat slowly. Taste is far more important to you than quantity. You drink a lot of water. You throw food away. And you know that emotional hunger is not hunger. The stomach is the seat of all emotions. All feelings begin in the stomach: boredom, tension, anxiety, stress, worry. These are not hunger. You cannot satisfy these feelings with food. They are emotional feelings. And you accept them. You deal with them. But you only eat in response to real physical hunger. You eat less food, less frequently, and yet you enjoy it so much more. You leave food on your plate because you love that feeling of power. And when you go to eat with other people and they offer you the kind of food that your body doesn't need, gluten, cereal, cattle feed, you're able to say, I don't eat that. And you say that with absolute ease. You link the most massive, enormous pleasure to eating selectively. And you link pain to eating destructively. You put yourself first. If you're at someone's house or function or event and there isn't the kind of food you want, you're able to ask for it. Just the way if you're a vegetarian, you wouldn't eat meat just because it was there. You eat differently, you eat selectively, you eat like an adult that likes their body. So I'm going to count to five and bring you back to full awareness, feeling empowered, feeling liberated, feeling free, feeling different, and feeling absolutely determined. On the count of one and two, you're returning to your full awareness right now. On the count of three and four, you are feeling so strong, determined, motivated. On the count of five, feeling wide awake and fully aware. Just open up your eyes and take a long, deep breath. And if ever you listen to this tape at night intending to sleep, you can just drift into a deep sleep. You can ignore those last suggestions and that will carry you right through until the morning.